Engine work variations. June morning. Sunlight flashes through the pines. Blue jays razz and bicker, perch on a fence post back of my grandfather's yard. His stripped engines clutter the lawn. And everywhere the taste of scoppernongs just moments off the vines, so sour that you would swear the mind has traced a pathway through the thicket, swear the past comes clear again, picked piecemeal from the dust. Or else it's late, September, and the shade thicker than I recall. Those cardinals, finches, or mockingbirds still haven't made a sound all afternoon, though ripe fruit swells on vine, or branch, or bramble. Thus the frayed edge of recollection slowly ravels away to nothing, until that place is gone where the heart would know its object and be known. All right, not to begin with those backlit pines, those scoppernongs, the jay perched on a branch of sweet gum. No, oak, I think. With what, then? With my grandfather holding a torque wrench or ratchet? Some old engine stammer and whine before it starts or doesn't? A house finch, singing or silent? Language, too, seems wrong, though it's all I have. Grandfather, scoppernong. To fix him in some moment, word for word, that man who taught me gears and cylinders, sweat, precision of machinery, the hard love of assembling things. I know the heat all summer hung like a scrim where pistons fired, and the boy I was watched in the raw sunlight. Spilled oil rainbowed in its shallow pan. One bird call, maybe, fruit on a trellised vine. Impossible not to change things, move the words from here to there. It's late now, nothing settled. Not engine noise or the sound of one far bird the mind sings true. Which version of the world should I believe? This morning in the yard scoppernongs hang and sweeten. Pine boughs yield some fragment of the blue jays' call, a sound the resonant air repeats but cannot mend.